election hacking, propaganda, and squirrel!
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for January 30th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Why don't we dive right in? Well, I have to admit, just before we start recording this thing, my producer decided to call me Donald Trump.
I did not. That is wildly inaccurate, or at least it's not. There's no context to that.
Does it need it?
Yes, I believe it does.
This is our producer, Craig, who actually...
Sorry. I always say hi when you say my name.
Hey, Craig.
Hi.
This is kind of fun saying.
You can do whatever you want.
Craig.
Hey. Like hearing my name.
Craig.
Yeah, hi.
That's so cute.
That's kind of adorable.
I called you Trump because I just have a reflex anytime somebody says, oh, that wasn't PC enough to say Trump, because that was one of his campaign things, is that he was trying to fight PC-ness.
And people, you know what the conversation was? I'm not kidding. It was about early Pixar shorts.
It's just like when someone says my name and then I say hi. If someone says this is too PC, I say Trump. Just to say, I have idiosyncrasies, Scott. You'll learn them as we podcast.
Are these safe words or some kind of, were you hypnotized?
I think I'm just insane. I think I'm just totally nuts.
Okay.
And this is the problem.
And that's our producer, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't.
Yep.
Craig Collins.
Hi.
You can do this all day.
I really could. So
yeah, you should probably get to other
keep
stuff.
Moving other stuff. Okay, this week's story. Things move so quickly now. I mean, we have an ADD, petulant 3-year-old in the Oval Office who, seriously, apparently really does sleep 4 hours a day. So he just cranks this stuff out. These strips are about 2 weeks old, and by the time you see them. And so things have moved so quickly. So this series was on hacking and how Smoothville, which is the competitor to Prickly City, get it?
Ha-ha.
I thought that was hey.
I actually came up with it. So
yeah. So why are you mocking it?
Because that's what I do. I mock.
You're such a mocker that you just mock yourself. That, wow.
It's equal like, opportunity mocker.
It's like living with a 12-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, Craig.
Hey.
So. It began with who uses whom, because she goes, we've been hacked by who? And he goes, by whom? She goes, who? Whom? And it talks about, I still get letters. I still get notes and emails from the grammarian police telling me that it should be whom, not who. And my point is, English is elastic. It's evolving. And who says whom anymore?
We have someone who disagrees with you. Dog Day says, I do.
Well, Doggy
says, okay, I'm not going to go into the usual sermon about how carefully you speak or write reflects how carefully you think, nor will I point out that we have the effects of careless or non-existent thought washing all over us right now like effluent from a very large backed-up toilet. I'm just saying there's a reason for grammar and for careful thought.
I agree with him, but the English language, I wish I'd meant to do this. Craig, can we pull...
Yeah.
Can we insert this? Or
we can insert whatever you want.
There's actually examples on YouTube of Middle English, what English sounded like when Shakespeare, or just earlier, what English sounded like. And there's a lot of...
It sounds a little like this.
One that April, with his showries sorta, the drought of March hath persed to the rota, and bathed every vine in switch liqueur, of which vertu engendered is the floor.
That was it, right?
There it is. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's so yeah. Wait, what was his name?
Dog Day.
Dog Day. Yeah.
Which I don't think is his real name, but.
You don't think that's his Christian name? The language is always evolving. So whom has kind of outlived its usefulness? I truly don't know anybody whom uses it.
I think because we really can't remember when we're supposed to use it, so we tend just to drop it.
Yeah, well, and that's fine. That's how language works, and we're now injecting because there's such a large Spanish and Mexican population in the country. There are Mexican. There are now I'm Trump. There are Spanish influences now on the language, and that have been incorporated and used regularly. And so, It's always been a fight for me. And the comic strip in Prickly City, I try to use language that's intuitive and conversational. And so, honest to goodness, I would never say, whom were you talking about, Janine? I would never ask it that way.
I've never heard you say that, so no. You're right.
So, and it may just be me. Maybe I am stupid and don't consider what
I speak. No, I don't know too many people who use whom.
Do you know anyone?
No. Not that I can think of offhand, but I don't pay that much attention either when people are talking.
So the story goes on to address the hacking, and Smoothville has, you know, Winslow goes nuts because the Smoothville hacked our election. And it goes on during the course of the week to talk about what hacking means and what, in terms of the story of the Russian hacking of the 2012 American election, 2016 rather, American elections, and what that actually meant. And what that meant is they dropped a bunch of propaganda. They did get into the DNC email server. They tried to get into the RNC, but apparently the password, the head of the Democratic Party or the Hillary campaign, apparently his password was password.
That's sad.
Perfect.
Even I know.
Yes,
that.
I mean, God, be older.
No one would ever guess that. Maybe he thought it was so simple, no one would figure it out. People would like say password. Oh no, he wouldn't use that.
No one's that stupid. Well, I mean, yeah, he's so stupid. He lost an election to Donald Trump. That's how stupid this guy. Anyway, getting back to the subject at hand. So did we get any comments?
We did. We have some comments on that.
Cool.
Darson54 said they broke into private email accounts and stole information. That's called hacking too, Carmen. And Jay Gray says, I saw nothing in the cartoon that denied that Podesta's email was hacked, allowing the country to see that the Dems were trying to rig the election against Mr. Sanders. But as far as hacking the election, no evidence of that. Even Dear Leader Obama noted that the outcome of the election was not changed by the embarrassing behavior of the Hillary camp coming to light. And I can never, FBJSR, since I can't say VBZZZ.
I think you just did.
Except that it is impossible to hack an election as none of the voting machines were connected to the internet. What was hacked was Hillary and her campaign, and what was revealed to us was the truth as to what they were saying and doing. Nothing was changed or altered. We were just giving the truth. Is knowing the truth bad?
No, I'm all for full disclosure, although frankly, if someone hacked my emails, I think, I don't know, God knows what they'd find, although, you know. Where is that Chicago Cubs baseball cap I ordered would be the most, you know.
Yeah, very dull.
Yeah, I'm afraid dullest man on the planet. So you can, I don't want to challenge anyone to hack me, by the way. This isn't, I'm not sending this out.
Bring it on. Hackers welcome right now.
Yeah, I'll show
you. See if you can find something better than that.
I would say IMs, if you hacked your instant messages, you'd probably find something.
That sounds more likely to find something than like
just something incredibly stupid, if nothing, you know, nothing incriminating, but just dumb. Well,
interesting. There were several people, I didn't, you know, get their comments down because there were so many of them, had mentioned that what they thought was wrong was that the hackers only released one side. If they had gotten some information from the Republicans, they didn't release it. So I think they were expecting hackers to be fair. unbalanced.
How could hackers not be? I have to admit, there's some backstory here that's really not interesting, but I'll share it with you anyway because it's my podcast and I can do that. I was taking a course on computer animation back in 19, when was that? That's Scottsdale Community College, 92, yeah. 93, somewhere along the line. And okay, so and during a break, stood outside and there's a kid there and he's 18 years old. And it turns out he was part of the 602 hackers. Which became, I forget what shenanigans they got into, but the hijinks ensued and they did some nasty stuff. And he was telling me some of the things that they did for kicks. One of them was it would send a one-line string of code, which if you found it, would move. It recognized that you found it, it would move something to another file. And it ostensibly tells your computer to run the hard drive backwards.
No particular purpose. No reason other than bad people or just for fun.
Yeah, just to be a jerk.
Just because you can.
Yeah, I was gobsmacked. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe that is so mean. And just send it out there. Just because, why not? Anyway, so that's the kind of, so hackers and so on are kind of jerks, many of them. So to expect them to be gentlemanly and well-balanced is preposterous.
Yeah, to have like journalistic integrity while they're hacking. They're like, no, we got to do both sides, guys.
And apparently the head of the RNC actually was password was not password. So, you know, there's that.
Password one. Password two.
What's the name of this guy's dog? You know, Barfy.
Great dog name.
Wasn't Barfy from Family Circus?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not familiar.
Okay, you're too young.
Well, I know what the Family Circus is. I don't know Barfy.
Okay. Anyway, so
I'm now going to name all my dogs Barfy, though, just so I rectify this mistake.
Yeah, if you deconstruct that name Barfy, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. I don't want that dog.
It's like poopy.
Right. If I went to an adoption place and they're like, "Would you like to adopt Barfy?" I'd say no. That's
no.
An easy no.
Yeah, because apparently he was named that for a reason.
Right. You named him Barfy. I pass.
I like my carpets. Anyway, we've gone long again. I'm sorry, that's my fault.
No, it's probably mine.
I'm not as disciplined as I should be.
Probably not.
Usually not. Anyway, thank you to all of you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to follow the hijinks of Carmen and Winslow and Honey Bunny and some of the other members of the cast, go to gocomics.com/Prickly City. If you want to send us you can leave a comment there, which obviously we pick up and read on the podcast, or you can email us directly at pricklycity@gmail.com. Thank you, Craig Collins.
Yep. Hey.
Janine Fadich and all of you for listening. And thank you, WGN Plus, for recording this and giving us the studio time. It's awfully nice of them to do that.
It is. They're swell people.
They're swell. They're the swellest.
I agree.
Okay. Absolutely. So until next time from the Prickly Seed Podcast, we'll see you in the funny papers.